Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 298 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And we will just open this one with, wow. Okay, so you know ExpressVPN is a sponsor of the podcast, and you go to expressvpn.com/Alonzo Bowden to sign up, and they will protect you from the internet, from being tracked, from being bombed, etc., etc. And you need it because we are living in a time of insanity. Okay, statistics. Right now, it is 2 p.m. on November 4th, the day after Election Day. The AP poll I'm looking at shows Biden ahead by 248 electoral votes to Trump's 214. Now, surprisingly, some states has flipped. The one that I'm so happy to see is Arizona. I love that. Because I love Arizona. I love the desert. And now I can actually go there because it is blue. Last night, I didn't know what the hell was going on with Michigan and Wisconsin, but they look like they're going blue. Well, it shows, I'm looking at the AP map. It shows Wisconsin is blue. Michigan's light blue, which means it's leaning toward blue. Obviously, Florida, North Carolina, Florida's lost, Florida's red, North Carolina and Pennsylvania still up for grabs. And we all know why these places are up for grabs. It is the mail-in ballots. We have so many ballots to be counted. You know, last night, and I'm going to tell you right now, I had given up. I still don't know if I'm back, but as of last night, I just figured it's going to be close, and close was not going to do it. I said before this election that I wanted to see the Democrats, if they were going to win, they had to win big, because it's like playing basketball 5-on-7, because you're playing against the other five players, but you're also playing against the two referees, which would be the courts. And I thought that I still think that it's just going to go to court. And we know where the Supreme Court is leaning. We know who gave them their jobs, their lifetime appointments, and they're going to give it to Trump. That's what I think. But maybe I'm wrong. People are telling me I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I've just seen this before. The system is broken. A friend slash fan from Europe tweeted to me and said, you know, they don't understand our system. Why does this happen? I said, I don't know. For at least the past 20 years, this is Bush versus Gore. This has been going on for 20 years. Right now, Biden has gotten more votes than any presidential candidate in history. And the election's not over. This electoral college system is broken. The Democrats need to change it. I've said this repeatedly. If ever, and it won't happen, but if ever a Republican won the popular vote, and we know they don't win elections fairly, but if ever a Republican won the popular vote and lost the Electoral College, this system would change within 2 weeks, a month maximum. They'd go to right Supreme Court, it would be destroyed, blah, blah, blah. But the Democrats don't know how to fight that way. Anyway, last night, I was on the Young Turks. As you know, Cenk, the host of the Young Turks, much more progressive than I'll ever be. I still believe that the Democratic Party, you got to come together, win first, and then push to the left. But he did say last night that it was a red mirage. He said that states like Wisconsin, and he still says Pennsylvania, and you know, Michigan and a few others, other swing states, they appear to be red, and then they'll count the mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots, overwhelmingly Democratic, overwhelmingly from the cities, which tend to be blue, and that was going to change it. And it seems he's right, thank God. As far as these mail-in ballots, the Just straight up, the Postal Service failed to deliver a significant percentage of mail-in ballots in several of the swing states that could determine who wins a presidential contest. States like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Wisconsin. And federal judge Emmett Sullivan furious at postal officials for failure to do sweeps at mail facilities to get the postal, to get the mail-in ballots by the deadline he gave, the mid-afternoon deadline. They're supposed to go through all the mail yesterday, find the ballots, and pull those out. Like, you may not get your sales circular delivered in time, and your electric bill might be late, but this judge said, and it's a federal judge, said that they were supposed to sweep, go through, and get these ballots. And, of course, they didn't. So this is why I say that this thing may end up in court, which is not good for the Democrats. But we'll see. We'll see. More votes than any candidate in history, and it doesn't matter. I was texting with a friend last night, Eric Griffin, great comic, great guy. And we were talking about this Republicans winning the popular vote. And you know why they're not? Because the major population and economic centers of this country are Democratic. And that would be California and New York. Let me tell you something. If this country had to get by based on the taxes paid by Arkansas, Mississippi, Kentucky, Alabama, South Carolina, yeah, we wouldn't make it far. Make no mistake. California, New York carry this country. Texas contributes a hell of a lot too. Texas is probably the only profitable red state. Yeah, I'm going to say that. Texas is the only profitable red state. Do you really think West Virginia's paying into our federal tax base? Huh? No knock against West Virginia. The knock is against the system. The system is so broken that these popular votes don't matter. Do cities matter more than rural areas? Yes. Yes, because that's where the bigger population is. And the idea of government is to serve population. It doesn't mean ignore the rural areas, but the cities do matter more. What the hell's going on in Wyoming where super, super rich move to not pay taxes? You know, in case they don't want to go to the Cayman Islands, they just go to Wyoming or Montana or somewhere like that. Speaking of Montana, here's a little good news. New Jersey, Arizona, Montana, and South Dakota have legalized recreational marijuana. Good for them. I'm telling you, this Arizona, I'm liking it more and more. But you need to be high. You no matter what happens with the election, if you smoke weed, you need to be high. Let it be legal. I don't smoke weed. I don't use CBD oil or any of that. I hear it works. I'm not knocking it. It's just not my thing. But if you do it, I was in Portland last week. And by the way, can I tell you what a fantastic city Portland is? Portland as a city reminds me of a jazz club. It just has this really cool, eclectic vibe. There's the weirdness, but it's just, I like Portland. Now, I know Portland is excessively white and Oregon's history and all of that. I'm just telling you, Portland's really cool. And one of the jokes I was telling in Portland, and it's really true, when they legalized weed in Portland, they were like, we didn't know it was illegal. We were just smoking it all the time. I love that city. Trump. Okay, let me talk about Bernie really quick, because Bernie did just absolutely nail this. Bernie made a prediction. He was on the Tonight Show last month, and he said, 10 o'clock on election night, Trump's winning in Michigan, he's winning in Pennsylvania, he's winning in Wisconsin. He gets on television and says, thank you for reelecting me, it's all over, which he did last night. Then the next day and the day following, all the mail-in ballots start getting counted, and it turns out Biden won those states, at which point Trump says, see, I told you the whole thing was fraudulent and those mail-in ballots were crooked, and we're not going to leave office and blah, blah, blah. This is exactly what's happening. Bernie called it. And it's unfortunate, but it is playing out that way. it is good that Twitter is actually flagging these posts by Trump, you know, when he's saying that he won and stop counting the votes and stuff like that. Twitter is posting above his bullshit. Some or all the content shared in this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. So they're telling you up front that, yeah, it's probably a lie. This Trump's full of shit. Wish Twitter had been doing it for the last 4 years, but good on them for doing it now. Good on them for doing it now. So we'll wait and see. In the Senate races, the Democrats have flipped one. Hickenlooper out of Colorado won. I actually met him. He did an episode of Wait, Wait with us. He's a good man. He seemed like a good man. And in the 20 minutes, you know, we talked to him. And he's going to the Senate. So good on that. Susan Collins won in Maine. Susan Collins is the bullshit artist that, you know, talked all this shit about Kavanaugh, then voted for Kavanaugh. And she just, you know, here's the thing. They say it's a computer thing. It's an election thing. Garbage in, garbage out. She's just a garbage person. But she did win. And, what are you going to do? She'll lie and say she's in the middle or she supports the right side. Then she'll get in line and vote Republican. It is what it is. You know, there's a lot of races. And again, this election shows, once again, me and Eric were talking about this last night. You can't believe anything from the polls. The polls are nonsense because people are not going to admit that they're going to vote for an unpopular candidate. Okay, so who knows how many Trump voters will never admit in a poll they voted for Trump, will walk out. They won't say they voted for Trump. Same thing with a Susan Collins or a Mitch McConnell or any of these Senate seats that they said were close. These people ain't changing their mind. Kentucky's not gonna not vote for the turtle. They love the turtle. They, again, 1950 people, their ideal year, the conservatives want us to go back to 1950, right? White man was king. White women did as they were told. Blacks were second class. Latinos did not exist. It is their wet dream. They love it, and they will always go back to it, and that is what they're voting for. They'll say the right thing, but they don't mean it. So that's that. That, okay. Now, I'm in California, and I've said repeatedly, you know, I live in a bubble. I live in the LA bubble. I love the bubble. But don't think that we are better than anybody. We do contribute more money. I will stand by that. We had a Proposition 16. Prop 16 was basically there to say, okay, let me back up. Because it started with Prop 209. And it has to do with affirmative action and minorities getting state contracts. So basically what the proposition said was that, and this is, okay, this is very circular, so let me try to explain it. So Prop 209 said that they do not want race or other personal characteristics to have weight in college admissions, public hiring decisions, or contracting. Now that sounds like a good thing, right? But it's not, because the reason they wanted to count race is because race would give minorities a chance. In other words, especially with these government state contracts, state government contracts, these white companies were getting them. They historically get them. They're friends with the governor, friends with whoever. You know how that works. They play golf together. They get the contracts. So what they wanted to do was say, hey, you have to look at the race of the contractor or the college applicant or whatever to balance, to give them a fair shot, mainly, again, at these state contracts. So they said, no, you can't look at race. That's terrible. We're not racist. We don't see color. Well, of course you don't see color if all the contracts are coming your way, and seeing color might balance the scales. So this is how you write it. You write it backwards. And Proposition 16 was the measure that was supposed to straighten this out and allow them to take race into account, But once again, it's defeated by 12 million votes. And I'm telling you, one of the reasons is because it's almost like trying to prove a negative, right? The way it's written, people don't understand what they're voting for. And that's not an accident. That's not an accident that it's written. So we don't want to look at race because it's terrible to look at race. The truth is, if you were to look at race, you'd see it's all white people, these old white companies getting all these valuable state contracts, right? So that's that. But again, just to say that, you know, don't think that I think California is perfect because I live here. Far from it. Far from it. Deutsche Bank wants out of the Trump biz. Trump owes Deutsche Bank $300 and some odd million, you know, because he's such a great businessman. And Deutsche Bank's kind of like, well, if he wins again, we're going to have a hard time because he's president. But if he loses, we want out of the Trump business. I don't know how they collect that money. They're talking about selling the debt to someone else. They obviously haven't done business with Mr. Bankruptcy himself. Good luck getting your money, Deutsche Bank. You went into business with a piece of shit, you're going to get screwed. Now, this is something I wanted to talk about because this has been coming up, and we've been talking about this with the election. People were worried about violence in the streets. We had I've read a few cases of armed Trump supporters sitting outside of polls. Yeah, it's Trump supporters and Trump people sitting outside of polls attempting voter intimidation. Funniest thing I saw, not too far from my house, I saw half a block of boarded up windows. Let me tell you something. Where I live, trust me. I'm not far from Calabasas. Okay, I joke that I'm Calabasas adjacent. There'll be no rioting on Ventura Boulevard out here. There'll be, no matter which way the election goes, you'll be fine. It reminds me of when, during Black Lives Matter, when the protests were heavier, the Commons, which is like a shopping center in Calabasas. Yeah, the same Calabasas where the Kardashians live and all of that nonsense. They boarded up stores, including Lululemon. I just don't see the rioters rolling on Lululemon in Calabasas. Somehow I think you'd be okay. You'd be okay. I love Lululemon. I love the yoga pants. They're beautiful. You'll be fine. So, these militias. It's a very interesting article. And I read it in USA Today. Quite simply, all states prohibit, quote, militia extremists and paramilitary activities. So why aren't they stopped? All 50 states prohibit private military activities. Let me say that again. All 50 states prohibit private military activities. Okay. According to the FBI, many militia extremists view themselves as protecting the U.S. Constitution, other U.S. laws, or their own individual liberties. What does the law say? 48 states in their constitution require the military to be under the authority of the government. Okay, that means private citizens do not have the authority to organize in a military fashion. 25 states, unauthorized military activities are considered a crime, okay? And in 17 states, there are laws prohibiting self-appointed peacekeepers from dressing in uniforms and assuming the role of law enforcement. Now, these are the laws. These are the actual laws, okay? So when Kyle Rittenhouse walks down the street carrying a rifle after shooting three people and killing two of them, saying he's protecting businesses in Wisconsin, it is totally illegal, okay? Wisconsin has a law, the state constitution forbids armed civilians from organizing and arming themselves to assume the role of law enforcement. I'll even tell you how far it goes, because this goes all the way to the Supreme Court, okay? All the way, and not just the Supreme Court, but Justice Scalia, the most conservative of all, Justice Scalia said that The Second Amendment does protect an individual's right to possess a firearm for self-defense, but, okay, the Second Amendment does not guarantee a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. The Second Amendment does not prevent states from banning paramilitary organizations. Now, that's coming from Scalia. It said you are not, it does not prohibit states from banning you from carrying any weapon anywhere for any purpose. In other words, when you're carrying your AK to the grocery store, the state can ban that. It's all illegal. Militias are illegal. When they talked about, and this is from the Supreme Court, when they talk about a well-regulated militia in the Second Amendment, they're talking about run by the individual state. In other words, the state can have a militia to protect itself from the federal government. And that has evolved into, and the key word is evolved. The key word is evolved. The key word is evolved. The Constitution is a living document and it changes as society changes. What that has become is the National Guard. Every state has a National Guard that they can call up. And it is a military-style organization run by the state. It's not a bunch of crazy guys in the woods in Michigan wanting to kidnap governors or these idiots in eastern Oregon and Idaho and Montana running around playing military and this and that. It's not that. It's not a bunch of people taking over a ranch and pulling their guns so that the federal government can't tread on their land while the land isn't theirs. It was federal land that they were using for grazing for their animals. It did not belong to them. All of that's illegal. All illegal. The Supreme Court has said it's illegal. But here is why aren't these groups stopped? Very simply, because local and state governments have not enforced the laws. Brian Levin, director for the study of hate and extremism at Cal State San Bernardino, simply says, I think some law enforcement executives are sympathetic to these groups' causes. And that's it. And that's why we have those cops in Wisconsin when the militias are marching down the street asking them if they need some water. That's why we have Sheriff Joe, that idiot in Maricopa County, which covers Phoenix and parts of Arizona. Sheriff Joe loved his militias. This deputized, that black sheriff in Milwaukee, that idiot who thinks we're living in the 1870 Old West, which, by the way, someone tell that brother he wouldn't have done too well in the Old West in 1870, deputizing these idiots. And that's why it happened in real life, and it's a joke Chappelle talked about. Let black people do it. You know how you get the gun laws in California? Yeah, the Black Panthers open carried. Laws change. And what did Chappelle say? I'm paraphrasing, but basically these gun laws are why every black person in America needs to get a legal gun. Because the moment we do, they will change those laws. This can't keep going. You just can't keep going. You can't keep having these white play paramilitary organizations, these idiots walking around with real guns, okay? You saw the Trumpers attacking the Biden bus on the highway and Trump saying, great. Marco Rubio saying, those are real Americans. Marco, you're Latino. The fuck is wrong with you? Hey, you stupid ass. It can't keep going like this. We as a nation can't keep going like this. A friend of mine recommended I watch an HBO special called Soul of a Nation. It's actually pretty good, and it shows that we've been here before. There was a big nationalist movement during World War I. There was the Nazi supporters going into World War II, et cetera, et cetera. Thankfully, we had FDR, but it also took a war for us to wake up as a nation. So the good side of Soul of a Nation is supposed to be that we survived this and we'll survive it again. But my question is, why do we keep doing it? Why do we keep doing it? Garbage in, garbage out. Are we better than this? I honestly don't know. I'd love to say we are, but I honestly don't know. I am hoping Joe Biden wins and the courts allow this, but the Republicans were so good at planting the seeds of doubt going into the election. And like Bernie said, it's playing out exactly like they planned. And they did plan for this. You think they put the handmaid on the court by accident? I don't know how it's going to turn out, but maybe someone does. But he ain't telling us. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Kanye canceled Kimmel. He was supposed to be on Kimmel tonight, explain everything going on, maybe give us his policies for his next 4 years in his presidency. And it seems Kanye didn't do too well in the election. So he has said he is not going to appear on Kimmel. Consequently, we will not have a solution. Who's paying attention? You are. And I truly hope by next week we know who's president and that it's Joe Biden. But I don't know. Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Wish I had more positivity for you. Watch out for malicious. Thank you.